Mishnah Yud, the first couple of examples of this Mishnah are Dover Ha'oved, something which can be done, because if it is not done, then the person will lose out a lot. And in these cases of Dover Ha'oved, they cannot be done as a Maisa Umon, in a professional, skilled way, since the loss can be prevented even in an unprofessional way. So for example, there is a obligation in the Torah that if one has a roof where people can go onto, for example, if it's a flat roof, then there's an obligation to build a Ma'akeh, some sort of wall or fence around the roof in order to prevent people from falling off and to avoid that danger. So that's an obligation, number one. And number two, it is dangerous not to do so. And therefore, Oisin Ma'akeh L'Gag, one can construct a fence for the roof, V'lam R'peses, or for a balcony. It's also an obligation to build a Ma'akeh for a balcony. However, you can only do so as a Maisa Hedyot, in an unprofessional, unskilled way, which basically means that he should do it temporarily now. He can put maybe pile up some stones there, or placing sticks there, but not cementing anything in place, which would require skill, and that would be done permanently. Since he can just do it in a temporary way, and then after Yom Tov to do it properly, that is all that is permitted on Chol HaMoed. Aval lo ma'aseh umon, but you cannot do it in a professional, skilled manner. Alright, continuing the discussion of a flat roof. Flat roofs were covered and coated with clay. There was a layer of clay on top of the roof, and every so often there would be cracks in the clay which would allow rain to come through into the house. Now, if rain comes into the house, then it can damage the house and damage the roof even more. That is considered to be a Dover Ha'oved. Now, in general, when there are cracks on the clay, so one would take a large roller and roll plaster on top of the clay. However, just on Chol HaMoed itself, that's not necessary. Especially since, anyway, it's not certain that it's going to rain. So the Mishnah says, Shofen zastoken umagilin oison. It's permitted to cover and roll plaster onto the cracks in the clay. Bamagelo bayad voregel. Literally, this means, with a roller, this large tool which they would use to plaster the roof. Or he can do it with his hand or with his foot. Now, if we were to read it like that, then it doesn't make so much sense that the Mishnah would be telling us, after the Mishnah tells us that you can use this professional tool, the Mishnah says you can also use your hand and foot. Obviously, if you can use the actual tool, then certainly you can do it in the unusual manner with your hand and foot. And so the Mefarshim explained that actually it should be read that you can only use your hand and your foot, even if, at the end of the day, it will be basically the same as if you used the roller. Even if the result will be the same, nevertheless, the actual action is done with a difference, a shinui. It's done in an unusual manner, and that's the only way it can be done. On Chol HaMoed, avalo machlotzayim. Machlotzayim is another type of roller, which is used by professionals to plaster the roof. Avalo machlotzayim, he cannot use this tool, since that is unnecessary to do it in the professional way. Even though with most occasions of Dover Ha'oved, or at least in many occasions, one can even do a Maisa Umon, a professional work. Nevertheless, here, since it is not totally necessary, it is therefore forbidden. Continues the Mishnah, Hatsir, a hinge v'hatsinor. This is the part which is attached to the door frame, and the hinge of the door goes into this part of the door frame. V'akayro, the beam which is directly above the door, v'hamanul. A lock, v'amafteach, or a key, shenishpru, which have been broken, masaklan b'moed, one is permitted to fix them on Chol HaMoed, even if it requires a maisa umon, a professional work, since this is a dover ha'oved, because people could come into the house and steal things. So it would need to be fixed as soon as possible, even if it requires a maisa umon, since it is a dover ha'oved, it is permitted. Uvulvad, as long as, says the Mishnah, a very important exception, shaloyech chavei melachti b'moed, that he does not intend on performing this work on Chol HaMoed, meaning, if let's say something, this thing breaks a week before Yom Tov, and instead of fixing it immediately, he says, you know what, I know I'm going to be off work for a week soon, and I'll have loads more time on Chol HaMoed, so I'll just fix it on Chol HaMoed. If he does that, then it's forbidden to do so on Chol HaMoed. That is very much against the spirit of the Yom Tov, to plan on doing these things on Chol HaMoed. So if he did that, then it would be forbidden. And ends off the Mishnah and the Perek, v'chol kavoshin. Any food which is generally pickled, shehu yochel le'echol mehen b'moyed, that he is able to eat it on the Yom Tov, meaning it does not take a long time to pickle. There are some things which can take a very long time to pickle. So you wouldn't be able to start doing that on Chol HaMoed, because it wouldn't be ready in time for Yom Tov. However, if it would be ready in time for Yom Tov, then Kovshan, it is permitted to pickle them on Yom Tov, since it is considered to be Letzorech HaMoyed. We see from this last example of the Perek that it's important to remember that the default position is that all work is forbidden on Chol HaMoed. Just like on Yom Tov, it's forbidden to do work other than for the sake of food preparation. The same applies on Chol HaMoed. Then there are certain reasons to permit. For example, a Dover HaOved, or if it's a Tzorchei Rabim, a Tzorch Yom Tov, Maisa Hedyot, all of these terms which we have learned over the past Perek. But we see from here that just pickling, which doesn't require a lot of effort or anything, but at the end of the day, it's considered to be a melacha, a form of work, and therefore the default is that it is forbidden. And only if it is a tzorech hamoed, etc., only then would it be permitted.